This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, where affiliates always attend for free. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Make your plans now to be at the most affordable, informative, interactive trade show anywhere. Haven't made your plans to join us? Then it's time to act fast. We have secured a limited number of hotel rooms at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, the official host hotel of AFCON 2010. Book your reservations at our exclusive AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. That's bit.ly/cheap hotel. These rooms are guaranteed to be sold out fast. Remember, AFCON 2010 is giving you 2 days of back-to-back sessions, keynote presentations, exhibit access, and incredible nighttime networking for free. Plus, we're giving you unbelievable room specials for a limited time. Book your rooms now by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCOM2010.com. That's AFFCOM2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm here with Melanie Edwards, who is the webmaster and fearless leader of Modern Mammy. Welcome, Melanie. Happy to have you on board.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Melanie, you are a Latina working mom and blog connoisseur, professional writer, freelancer that is blogging about working from home and being a great mom. Tell us a little bit about your illustrious background and what led you to starting your blog and your writing career.
Sure. I actually have a background in engineering. It's what I went to college for. Once I had my daughter, when she was about 6 months old or so, I started looking for avenues, you know, so that I could work from home, so that I wouldn't have to be working full-time outside the home and I could be with her more, and came across blogging as an idea that was out there. So I started my blog with the hopes that I could grow a business from that. Soon found out that it's not, you know, so quick to make money from a blog, and such, but still love the community a lot. You know, the mom blogging community is a very big community out there, very supportive as well. So fell in love with that, and it's just grown from there. And actually, a few months ago, I was able to leave my work, and now am working from home and freelancing and consulting, and just trying to handle it all.
Your blog is popular, and I want to talk with you about growing that popularity. I see one of your posts, for example, on winning a Wi-Fi and Wi-Fit Plus bundle actually had 156 comments on it. Could you talk a little bit about growing the popularity of your blog and how you've done it and what some of the secrets are that you might pass on?
Sure. It's always growing, I think. There's so many blogs that start up all the time. But I think something that you can do is not only to consistently write content that people can relate to, but also social media has helped me tremendously to be on different platforms out there, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and then also face-to-face networking, attending conferences has helped to meet lots of people in different kind of communities. And I think just those three things alone, face-to-face networking, social media, and then content, and just spreading the word yourself and just being your own advocate also helps to spread word and grow and get the word out there about your blog.
FeedBurner is showing 1,071 readers. Your little Twitter account is showing 5,944 followers. Do you have any thoughts? One more question. You know, have you actively pursued people to follow your blog, or is it all purely natural? Do you have any thoughts on the challenge, other than just plain great writing and being an advocate of your niche topic that you're writing about?
For me, I didn't actually pursue people to say, hey, come to my blog. Of course, that happened more naturally, including links here and there, including links everywhere that you join, joining different networks, not just online, but just when you talk to people face-to-face. So I think just marketing, word of mouth, and getting to know others in the same community, they also help you spread the word sometimes you can see on Twitter a lot of people retweet what you say. A lot of people post about something you posted. So I think that just connecting with people was a tremendous help for me. I didn't actually pursue anybody in particular.
Got it. I'm going to keep haunting you about that question, though, because I know you
no
have
problem.
Some secret thoughts you're not revealing to us, and I'm going to get it out of you. But I want to talk with you about the Latina marketplace, and have you focused your writing and your content and your thoughts and your ideas around that marketplace, or in general more of a broader base of stay-at-home moms and that marketplace in your efforts?
I haven't actually focused heavily on the Latino market. I think that just being Latina and providing that point of view comes across in my blog posts. So although, I cook and clean just like any other mother out there, but I might do it just a little bit differently, or I might parent a little bit differently because of the cultural aspect, and what I grew up with, of course, it's going to bring down into my daughter. So though I'm not sitting there heavily targeting that market, I think they find something that they can relate to with me, as any other mom can relate to as well, and just see the little tweaks and the differences of how we do things.
Great answer. Talk with me about the incredible power that you have in the following way. Stay-at-home moms, as it turns out, are incredible influencers on purchasing decisions these days, primarily through their blogging efforts. The stats are staggering. I was reading the other day that it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars of influence that are on your fingertips of what you write about and what you say. What do you think has been the reason for that? How is it possible in your mind that influence can be so vast and so great and so powerful for somebody like yourself that's literally working at home and writing about what you want to write about and what you think is justified?
I think it comes back to just being able to connect with someone. Like I said, the mom community is highly supportive of each other. And I think when you find someone that you can relate to who's going through the same thing that you are every day, you value her work. And so I think that in itself becomes influential. So if I see someone that, wrote about a product that I was interested in or wrote about a parenting tip that it was something I was looking for, of course I'm going to be influenced by that, because if it worked for her, I'm going to want to try it. So I think just those connections, being able to relate, is what makes the mom market so influential.
We're going to take a break in a minute and ask you the difficult question, and that is there a fine line between being paid and a professional writer and voicing your opinions and thoughts about products and services? Is there a fine line there? But let's take a quick station break, everybody. We'll be back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Health, wealth, lifestyle. Webmasterradio.fm is the premier B2B on-air and on-demand podcast network that caters to who you are and how you live. Listeners and podcasters to our entertainment channel make a difference in our world, from going green to sharing the secrets for achieving their success. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm for a consultation today.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
So you're telling me your affiliate program on the Local Pages Affiliate Network is performing as well as your handicap?
Absolutely. Thanks to their top-tier XML feed, I'm able to monetize all of my traffic. They handle all of my volume to anywhere in the world. Plus, I also get high cost per click and the most exclusive of advertisers to work with. You should join the club.
Sounds good. I can't wait to join.
But first, let's work on that tee shot.
Use the power of Local Pages. With over 5 billion searches per month and the largest database of paid search listings, let Local Pages Affiliate Network personalize your account and give you the search tools and solutions you need. Become a Local Pages affiliate today with localpages.com.
Inbox, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Melanie Edwards. Melanie, thanks again for being on the show and answering these tough questions. Thanks so much.
No problem.
So I wanted to ask you about the gray zone. The gray zone of a professional writer, a professional blogger like yourself, somebody that clearly has demonstrated a need to, a list of people that want to follow you and your fans, but also has a challenge to be paid to write about something. Do you use your blog as a vehicle to promote your paid writing assignments?
No, actually, I don't. If I find that there's something that crosses over that I think my audience will find interesting, I might give them just, hey, you can find some other piece of information over here and provide a link. But I don't do that very often. But if it's highly relevant, I will just let them know that it's out there because, of course, that's going to, I think that'll be valuable for them. But I don't do that very often.
It's a fine line, and I appreciate that answer. I think that everyone is wrestling with that as they speak right now, especially talented writers like you and people that have popular blogs. We've heard a lot about companies sending out promotions and their products to professional bloggers and say, here, try this, and if you like it, please write about it. But if you don't, that's okay. Keep the product. It's free. What's your take on that strategy? Do you think that might be the future of where things might be going?
I think we've seen a lot of product reviews. I've done some myself, and I think that moms that are bloggers do get heavily targeted with product reviews. But I think we're seeing a shift, actually. I think I've seen a few who are turning down more and more products and saying, I'm not going to be compensated just by the product and writing about it. I think that I can provide more to you and your company or your brand than just putting up a blog post with, a link or two and being compensated with the product itself. And sometimes they're not expensive products. Some people are sending cereal samples. So I think we're seeing a shift. I think more and more we're seeing bloggers that are saying, there's other services I can provide to you and your brand. And yes, I do like your product, but let me do something else for you other than just review it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any interesting examples of conversations about products and or services of companies that have been interesting? And do you think that there's potentially a future there for crowdsourcing opinions and thoughts by, out to professional writers to let the conversations begin talking, and whether they be controversial or supportive or negative? Have you seen that happen on the web, in your opinion, and in a manner that might even present some opportunity for some savvy webmasters listening in that might see a good opportunity here to start something with regards to professional writers and stay-at-home moms as yourself? Anything interesting out there you see?
I think we've seen a few instances of of information about products, both negative and positive, out there where it's spread virally. One example, I don't know if you want me to mention the brand or not, but
sure,
one example.
Sure, why not?
Okay, one example was, I think actually it was about a year ago, or maybe longer, where Motrin had the ad, and the breastfeeding community wasn't actually, it was either breastfeeding or baby wearing, I can't remember offhand now, you know, had a problem with the ad, and it spread virally, and there was hundreds of blog posts out there about it, and, you know, the brand had an opportunity to listen in on to what consumers are saying. So I do think that that is happening and will continue to happen, and it's sort of like an online focus group, so to speak. You know?
As they say in the PR industry, even controversy can sell well, right? So, you know, maybe companies are finding and creating campaigns, you know, to therefore see how the public reacts, how professional writers react, to see what the vibe is. And to see what's been going on. But I want to talk with you about some of your focus of what you write about, and that is balancing your home life, you know, with your work life in a freelance capacity. How's that going along? You have a 4-year-old daughter, by the way, and if she's ever listening in to this show when it broadcasts or when it's recording, hi to you. Your mom's famous. She's on a radio show now.
Oh, no.
and probably not the first and definitely not the last. But what's your thought on that? How are you successfully balancing your life, and how is this career making it possible to do that?
Sure. Well, for me, I've had a little bit of a learning curve in the past few months, like I mentioned, because I've made the switch from working outside the home to working from home, and it has helped greatly in a lot of areas, but it's also still challenging to find that balance because now my work and my life are in the same spot. But I think that just timing yourself, scheduling different things, making sure you have your priorities, different tips for just multitasking, of course, but also focus, you know, multitasking smartly so you're not wasting your time. I think those are just things that that we all try to do so that we can balance ourselves, and what has helped me, you know, just like I said, scheduling, planning in advance, and trying to make sure that I dedicate time to life as well as work so that I'm not consumed by work have helped me.
And, you know, in the end of the day, do you see yourself ever going back to a real job in a working environment having worked from home?
I can never say never. Of course, the situation will dictate that. I would hope not. I'm really enjoying working from home and having a little bit more flexibility. I'm really enjoying it, but I can never say never. You never know what's going to happen years from now, or, you know, if a situation will merit me going back. But right now, I'm really hoping that I don't have to.
Mm. Now, you're obviously well connected with a lot of other people that are blogging. Do you get invitations from other people, you know, selling guides and fellow bloggers and people that are trying to market their talent and their services in creative ways on each other's blogs? Isn't there really sort of a whole inner culture happening on the web right now? And how do you respond to that? And do you think it's a good thing? Is it healthy?
I think supporting each other is healthy. Like I said, I think that that's something that actually helped spread word about my own, you know, my own site, was to have others support it, not just by coming to the site and commenting, but also spreading word, hey, check out the latest article that's up on Modern Mommy Today. I found it useful, and you might too. I think supporting each other is a good thing. But like you said, there's a fine line sometimes where it can become blatant advertising more so than supporting each other. So you just have to be careful, and if it fits with your audience, if it fits with you, I think it will be welcomed. If it's something that's totally out of the park and doesn't make sense at all, then, you know, people might not receive it, so fine.
You had a great post on March 15th that I wanted to ask you about. It was you sort of reviewed some home online communities that people should check out. Could you give us a quick take on at least some of them? Wham was one of them, Working Naked, Undress for Success, Work at Home Forum, Work at Home Success, Home-Based Working Moms. You had some great ones that you reviewed here. You want to pick some favorites and give us some tips on why you like them and what value they might offer?
Okay. I didn't so much review them as I just more so said, you know, these are some communities that you can find that have information for working from home or for freelancers. Some of them were actually new to me, so I hadn't come across them until I wrote the post. But I think the Home-Based Working Mom site is one that has a lot of value. And then if I don't misquote me here, but I believe that the HireMyMom.com is affiliated with them, where they actually provide a platform for you to look for employment and for businesses to find talent. So those are really good and useful. Some of the other ones provide, job postings that are out there on a weekly basis, or they provide tips on how to get started and different home-based business opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I think they all are good for depending on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, some of them I had just come across when I wrote the post, so I'm starting to get familiar with them.
Right, right. Well, before we chime off, do you have any thoughts, advice, and wisdom for the dream of working from home and generating revenue? And I'd love to hear a little bit about your freelance writing opportunities and sources of income for you from either your website and or freelance writing opportunities.
Okay. I think it's a lot of work. It took me 4 years to finally make the leap and quit my full-time job and start working from home. So it is a lot of work and continues to be a lot of work to make sure that you can support your family and have flexibility. But it's rewarding at the same time. And sources of income for myself right now, I do sell some advertising on my blog. And I also periodically will do some sponsored posts if I feel that the brand is something that fits in with the content that my audience likes. So if it's still my content, it's still my words, it's still my opinion, they just compensated me for giving my opinion, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two sources there. And I am actually about to start writing for the Deep South Moms Blog, which is a network of blogs actually from Silicon Valley moms. They have a lot of different blogs out there, so I'm going to start writing for them as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually looking for other outlets where I can do some freelance writing and might actually start getting into content marketing writing. So some ideas, and I think some of these communities and other websites will always, that have these ideas on how to create a home business for yourself, continue to be inspirations for finding new things, because you can't just put all your eggs in a basket, as they say. So, did that help answer your question, I think?
It did indeed. Thanks so much for the answer to that question. And as we cast away into the world of Blogville that we all are required to do, probably because of our job descriptions these days, because it's hot, because it's fresh, because it's new, what's your prediction on the future of blogging, where it's going? Will we see more video blog in the future? Will the wonderful words that we write continue to have value and interest from readers' perspectives? Where does advertising fall into play? Will advertising continue to be a revenue source for great writing like yours? What's your thought on the future?
I do think that words are going to continue to be valued. I don't think that that's going to die, because just the same way that we still continue to read books, I think we're always going to continue to read what people have to say and find it interesting, and we get vested in a person. But I do think that video, we've already seen a rise in video blogging, so I think that will continue to make its place in, on blogs, and it just adds another layer of personality to a person's blog. You can now see them and see their actions as they speak, and so I think that helps you get to know that person even more so. And then as far as advertising, I think we'll always be able to have that as a revenue source, but I don't think that it's going to be the major source of income for most of these blogs, only because You don't see it, the budgets out there from a lot of the brands wanting to put advertising out there. So I think other sources of income, like partnering up with brands or perhaps writing for them on their site, microblogging, I think perhaps those will see a rise in that as a source of income for the bloggers.
Well, it's been just great having you on the show today, so I want to thank you very much for your time, your thoughts, your energy,
thank
and your
you very
effort.
Much, my pleasure.
And yes, indeed. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Maria Edwards, Modern Mommy, M-A-M-I, .com.
Modern Mommy, right.
How do you want people to get a hold of you? I guess via your blog is probably the best place.
Yeah, probably on there. And on there I've got links to my Twitter and my Facebook account so they can connect with me there. Definitely the blog is the best place. You can find my email, my Twitter, my Facebook, and connect with me in various forms.
Well, Melanie Edwards and your daughter, if she's listening in, thank you so much for your time today on the show. We'll look forward to tracking you along and learning about how your fabulous blog and professional life are tracking. So thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Until next week, everybody, I hope your blog life and work-at-home life was a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next week on the show.